Nope, you're not coming on the bus. You're not coming on the bus.
I'm on the bus already.
Yeah, this is 2136.
You said you just found him.
Park Road Transit
Center.
I got a real problem with a guy out here.
I'm on the bus.
2136, copy. Tell me just briefly what's going on. I think we have a supervisor nearby.
The bus will be here. We can
there's a guy here. I'm not sure of his age. It doesn't really matter. But he was on my bus earlier, and he would not stop yelling on the bus and carried on. Said, I should be glad he didn't take a dump on my bus before he left. And so he's just creating problems. I told him he's not riding on my bus, and I'm not going to take him anywhere.
I copy. Is he currently off the bus?
No, he's standing in the doorway right now.
Okay. We have a supervisor headed that way. Can I have his description?
Yeah, he is he's a male. He's about 5'8". He's I'm gonna put him in his 30s.
What's his ethnicity? Black, white, Hispanic?
I actually am not sure. But he's a blue t-shirt, dark shorts, and flip-flops with a black duffel bag and some plastic bags.
Okay, is he threatening you at all?
In a roundabout kind of way.
Do you feel you need police?
It's possible. I'm just standing here in the doorway.
I'm just trying to get home. It's cold.
Okay, I'm going to stay in the line with you, but we got 2 minutes before the radio will cut us out. So if anything happens, like things escalate in the next 2 minutes, just start talking to me. I'll get police started. For the time being, we're just going to see what the supervisor can do when he gets there.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Is he still standing in the doorway?
Yes, he is. We're kind of face-to-face right now.
And do you see any weapons on him?
No, I do not.
Okay, what's he saying to you?
A little bit of rambling, but I mean, I can hold this down and you can listen to him. I'll move the earpiece away from my head.
You got cameras on the bus. You see where I'm at. You see where I'm at.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to send police. Stand by.
Yeah, okay. I've got some customers on the bus and some others waiting to get on the bus, so... But I'm not moving anywhere right now.
Let's just go.
I copy.
9117. All right, here at 36 in Troy, they're moving this van right now, but we do have a second vehicle actually parked in a no parking zone right in front of this van. I didn't notice it was illegally parked right away, but if I can give you the details on that to get it out of here.
Okay. Is it blocking us in any way, or?
So, again, I think they're filming something here, so there's lots of vehicles everywhere. I think normally it wouldn't be too much in our way, but there's so many cars parked here that it still might be tricky for us to make the turn, because this white van was... It was even kind of backed into the crosswalk. I mean, it's in our no parking zone.
All right, copy that. Yeah, it's just these tows aren't immediate anyway. But yeah, go ahead and give me the information.
It's a silver Pontiac sedan, Washington plates, Bravo Romeo Foxtrot 9122. And so... We may put a note out to these 44s going to the college to just set themselves up. It's going to be a lot easier to make this turn now that this van is moving. But, you might want to warn them.
Okay, and the exact location of this silver Pontiac, is it 36 in Troy?
It's on 36, just south of Troy, in our no parking zone.
Okay.